We don't know what even the ether is, or whether or not it exists as an objective reality, to say nothing of what we so nonchalantly call the sub-ether. We can't understand gravity, even though we make it to order. Nobody yet has been able to say how it is propagated, or even whether or not it is propagated. No one has been able to devise any kind of an apparatus or meter or method by which its nature, period, or velocity can be determined. Neither do we know anything about time or space. In fact, fundamentally, we don't really know much of anything at all, he concluded. Says you, but that makes me feel better anyway, she confided, snuggling a little closer. Go on about the communicators. Well, ultra waves are faster than ordinary radio waves, which of course travel through the ether with the velocity of light, in just about the same ratio as that of the speed of our ships to the speed of slow automobiles. That is, the ratio of a parsec to a mile. Roughly 19 billion to 1. Range, of course, is proportional to the square of the speed.
19 billion? She exclaimed. And you just said that nobody could understand even a million.
That's the point exactly, he went on, undisturbed. You don't have to understand or visualize it. All you have to know is that deep space vessels and communicators cover distances in parsecs at practically the same rate that Tellurian automobiles and radios cover miles. So, when some space flea talks to you about parsecs, just think of miles in terms of an automobile and a teleset, and you'll know as much as he does, maybe more.
I never heard it explained that way before. It does make it ever so much simpler. Will you sign this, please?
Just one more point. The music had ceased, and he was signing her card, preparatory to escorting her back to her place. Like your supposedly tight-beam Luna Telus hookups, our long-range, equally tight-beam communicators are very sensitive to interference, either natural or artificial. So, while under perfect conditions we can communicate clear across the galaxy, there are times, particularly when the pirates are scrambling the channels, that we can't drive a beam from here to Alpha Centauri. Thanks a lot for the dance. The other girls did not quite come to blows as to which of them was to get him next. And shortly, he never did know exactly how it came about, he found himself dancing with a luscious, cuddly little brunette, clad, partially clad at least, in a high-slitted, flame-colored sheath of some new fabric which the lensman had never seen before. It looked like solidified, tightly woven electricity.
"Oh, Mr. Kinnison," his new partner cooed ecstatically, "I think all spacemen, and you lensmen particularly, are just too perfectly darn heroic for anything. Why, I think space is just terrible. I simply can't cope with it at all."